This choice of lives among the various souls, said, was a sight well worth seeing, and one which commanded pity, laughter, and amazement. For the most part, their choice matched the character and habits of their previous life. He saw the soul of what had once been Orpheus choose the life of a swan. His death at the hands of women had given him a hatred of the female sex, and he refused to be conceived and born of a woman again. He saw the soul of Thamyris choose the life of a nightingale. He saw a swan choose a human life by way of a change, and the same with other musical creatures. The soul which drew number 20 in the lottery chose the life of a lion. This was the soul of Ajax, the son of Telamon, shunning the life of a man as he remembered the decision over the weapons. The one after him was the soul of Agamemnon. Because of what had happened to it, this soul too had a hatred of the human race. It chose the life of an eagle instead. The soul of Atalanta had drawn a number somewhere in the middle. When she saw the wonderful prizes of a man who was an athlete, she couldn't resist them, and chose those. And after her he saw the soul of Epeus, the son of Panopeus, taking on the nature of a woman skilled in the arts. Among the very last to choose, he saw the soul of that clown, Thersites, taking the form of a monkey. He also saw the soul of Odysseus, which, as it turned out, had drawn the last lot of all, coming up to make its choice. Remembering the hardships of its previous life, it rejected ambition and spent a long time wandering round looking for the life of a private citizen who minded his own business. After a long search, he found one lying somewhere. It had been rejected by everyone else. When he saw it, he chose it gladly, saying he would have done the same even if he had drawn the first lot. Similarly, among the wild animals, there were moves into human beings and into one another, the unjust changing into savage creatures, the just into gentle ones. Every kind of intermingling was taking place. When all the souls had chosen their lives, they approached Lachesis in the same order they had made their choices. She gave each the guardian spirit it had chosen, to go with it, watch over its life, and fulfil its choices. This spirit first brought the soul before Clotho, passing beneath her hand and the whirl of the revolving spindle, to confirm the fate which the lot had allowed it to choose. When the soul had touched her, the spirit took it to where Atropos was spinning, so making the spun thread impossible to unwind, and from there, without turning back, it went beneath the throne of necessity. When it had been under that, and when the other souls had passed through as well, they all travelled to the plane of forgetting, through terrible, stifling heat, since the plane is devoid of trees or anything else the earth brings forth. By now it was getting to be evening, so they camped by the river of lost cares, whose water no vessel can hold. Drinking a limited amount of the water was compulsory for all of them, but those who were not saved by reason drank more than a limited amount, and as each drank, he forgot everything he had seen. They went to sleep, and around the middle of the night there was a thunderstorm and an earthquake, and they were suddenly carried away from there upwards to their berths, all in different directions, like shooting stars. Himself was not allowed to drink any of the water. As for where and how he returned to his body, he didn't know. All of a sudden he woke up and found himself, early in the morning, lying on his funeral pyre.